All right, talking today with Angela Hoffman, Executive Co-Director at Farmers for Free Trade. And Angela, tell me a little bit about what's going on. Obviously, you guys are touring the country right now, spreading the good word about the USMCA and why that should be passed.
Well, thank you so much. So yes, Farmers for Free Trade is literally in and on the road. We've been taking the RV in our motorcade. We started in Pennsylvania, worked across the High Line, dropped into Colorado, and now we're starting our southern leg here in Oklahoma City, really stressing the importance of the new NAFTA, the USMCA agreement, and most importantly, the importance to get this over the goal line. We have a great negotiated deal. We want to make sure that we're getting back into business with our two top trading partners, Canada and Mexico.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about kind of what you're hearing from the people that you've visited with during these travels. Obviously, here today in Oklahoma, farmers are very concerned about this, and not only just your traditional farmers, but all of the ag industry, especially different people, that's all the different stakeholders that we've got involved.
Well, exactly. And what we're hearing is it's not just agriculture that is reliant on trade, but it's the other industries. It's the pet food industry. It's the manufacturers. It's the logistics providers that move our product. And you know, one of the great stories in trade has always been agriculture. We've had a $20 billion net trade surplus. So we export a lot of great, high-quality food. We're the most competitive in the world. So those markets are really important. It also comes at a time when we've had a lot of uncertainty in the market between our negotiations with China. We've had a lot of discussions on steel and aluminum. We're looking at the European Union and other markets that we want to get into as well. So the USMCA agreement is the one thing right in front of us right now that we see that could bring some real stability and economic relief to our farmers and ranchers. But again, those communities that are reliant on these ag industries as well.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, the 232 tariffs were recently lifted from our Canadian and Mexican trading partners. So that seems like it's a positive step forward in possibly maybe getting this done pretty soon as far as passing this USMCA agreement.
Yes, the removal of those tariffs was just a tremendously positive move for several reasons. One, we will now see the counter retaliation that has impacted so many of our exports, whether that's apples, dairy, pork. We're seeing some just big export retaliation, but it also is going to reduce a lot of that cost of steel equipment that we make and produce right here in these states as well. So I think when you're looking at a time of, you know, record low prices, getting that market to open so your top line sales can grow and you can really help with the bottom line expenses, all of that comes together in a very positive movement. And most importantly, it's really going to help to get our trading partners, Canada and Mexico, to take up this action.
Absolutely. What is the timeline in your perspective, I guess, right now in getting this done? Are there any more hurdles that we have to get past right now? And then it sounds like, too, that the U.S. is kind of taking the lead on this. And so once that is, and if it's ratified, Canada and Mexico will also fall in line to get this done.
Well, I think most folks would say, again, we want to bring some stability to the market straight away. And so that timing could actually happen this summer. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly why we're on the road now, why we're having conversations with members on both sides of the aisle in both houses in Congress, the Senate and the House. It's going to be critically important. Again, this is a bipartisan effort. This is not a political effort. This is an economic issue. It really affects these economies. We're building that momentum right now. And we are very optimistic. That's why we're in this RV making our way across the country, that we're going to be able to get this deal done this summer.
Yeah. Do the farmers and everybody that you've visited with through your travels, do they share in that optimism as well?
Well, you know, they're all coming out and telling their story. And as we say over and over, this is not a spectator sport right now. And they've opened their farms, their ranches, their greenhouses. We're meeting great places, like we're here at the Oklahoma Farm Bureau offices today. We're headed into Texas next. They want to be heard. They want their neighbors to know why it's important, too. So this is really a time not just to think about it, but to, you know, put your boots on and tell folks why it's so important.
Yeah, which goes back to what you said earlier today from a gentleman that asked the question of how they can show support for this here locally. So sharing your story is very important in that.
And share those personal stories. You know, you don't have to be an expert in all of the facts or the numbers. I mean, there are 16 million jobs in America that are supported. You know, here, Mexico is the number one trading partner for Oklahoma. Canada follows very quickly. But telling the personal stories, what are the decisions you're making, whether you're deciding what to plant this year, what decisions you're making about how you'll tell your next generation about farming. And then most importantly, be a part of the trade discussions moving forward, because we want to get this done, but we want to open up Japan and other really critical markets for those exports in the future.
Absolutely. And so you're starting off your southern leg of the tour here in Oklahoma City. You said Texas is next. What else is left on your trip?
So we're going to head on from here. We're going to go into Texas, and then we'll be throughout Texas into New Mexico, Arizona, and then we're going to land in California mm-hmm. by the end of the first week in June. And then throughout the June recess, we're going to work our way across up the West Coast, going through California into Oregon and Washington. And then we're going to work our way through the middle states. And hopefully by then, we're going to see this agreement done. Yeah. So you asked one other question, though, earlier. What can someone do? Mm-hmm. There's some very easy ways to do it. In fact, you can even text. You can text to 52886 USMCA. And that is probably the easiest way. It will send a message directly to your members of Congress. So quick action, be heard, be active, make that happen right now.